start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Yeah. You know, it's the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. Hey, it came and it went, Dan. What you doing back there? Yeah, that was Alan Toussaint and Java.
Yeah.
We heard Junior Walker and his All-Stars with Cleo's Mood. Bob Taylor and After Hours with Gone All-Stars with 7-Eleven. Lee Allen with Strolling with Mr. Lee. Should you ever see that album cover? It is really the ultimate 50s album cover. It's like the Ku Klux Klan nightmare. It's a Lee Allen in a bright yellow suit with a tenor saxophone leading all these little white children down the path of depravity.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing.
Leading to a blaster show.
This is WFMU East Orange. In stereo today. And what are we going to do today? We're going to do the usual cheap shots at easy targets, bad records, and big fun. We got the Hangover Special, the entire Hound crew, who were last seen at about 7 a.m. Il Bruce.
Yo.
Denois in the back. Yep, that's Den, back pounded on the glass.
That's Den scaling fish in production.
Andy the barkeep and Lauren from Rolling Stone, the entire Hound radio family here to entertain you. Probably a vibe report, some news. And all our usual junk. We'll be doing a little tribute to the new mucus jerk seminar thing, whatever yep. that is, at some point. And in the meantime, we can blast right off into the thing with Big Al Downing.
Does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat. Sweet little
Texas. vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
I went down to the jungle. I met a fine girl in town, fine and sweet as she could be. This is what you say, just a swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beebly bop, a jungle hopper with the beebly bop, a nagging leg, old loki, changa changa mino, jungle hopper with the beebly bop. She wiggled like a snake when she started to walk, sound like an angel when she started to talk, toying around, smiling me. This is what you say, just swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beebly bop, a jungle hopper with the beebly bop. She said, leg a leg, oh no, ka changa changa mina, a jungle hopper with the beebly bop. Yeah. I just a swinging through the tree. You got a jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. You got a jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. She said, lang a lang, oh no, ka changa changa mino, jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. I bid farewell to Tonga, the finest little girl in the Congo. She swung on down, stole the gills from me. I jumped right back into the coconut tree. But she could jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. She could jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. She hollered, lang a lang, oh no, ka changa changa mino, jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. Jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. Jumma hopper with the beaver lip hop. Lang a lang, oh no, ka changa changa.
This is a hit. Thank you.
Memphis side. They join the Jim Sam Shimmy. They shake it down. They shimmy to the east and you shimmy to the west and you shimmy to the very one that you love the best. The Jim Sam Shimmy is the thing this year. Started from the cradle to the rocking chair. When you hear the music with the solid beat, then you start a shuffle with your two big feet. You shimmy to the east and you shimmy to the west and you shimmy to the very one that you love the best. That you love the best. You shimmy to the very one that you love the best.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Walk my footsteps down. together and be at two. I said, Lord, oh Lord. 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 I got the money, oh Lord. But if I cook your breakfast, I bring it to your bed. Don't let your friends and relations lay that well your head. Because I'm all along, and don't you do me wrong. I mean from now on, I said loud, oh loud. I said loud, oh loud. I said loud, oh loud. I said loud.
Things just haven't been the same without Denwa. This is The Hound. This is WFMU. And that was Frankie Lee Sims with Walking with Frankie. We heard the Dewdroppers and Laughing Blues. Billy the Kid Emerson, Shim Sham Shimmy. Freddie King with the Surf Monkey. Freddie King monkeying on a surfboard, a sight I would love to have seen. Don and Dewey with the Jungle Hop. Hop Wilson rocking in a coconut top. We open up with Big Al Downing and Obey. Woo! We got a heavy-duty reverb going today.
Chunky.
I think it's time for the news report.
Okay.
Staff.
Dennis,
Dan, you got
to join us in the news.
You got those controls really jammed, Dan. I wish.
Kind of yes. Pinned, kind of walled.
Oh, in the news this week, U.S. to resume using paraquat on marijuana. Just kill those dirty, filthy, pot-smoking animals.
Yeah.
Most especially the ones who get elected to the Supreme Court and stuff. The director of the Drug Enforcement Administration said today the government would use the herbicide paraquat and two others in stepped-up campaign to eradicate domestic-grown marijuana. The fact that paraquat, which was banned from use in national forests in 1983 because environmental concerns would be used, was made known by Director John Lawn at a news conference of the stepped-up program. The other two herbicides cited by Mr. Lawn are 2,4-D and gliophosphate. And basically what will happen is that the herbicides, they're going to dump them on pot fields, and then people who are like out hiking or fall into a pot field or just, you know, smoke their harvest will die.
Yep.
Yep.
Part of your nutritious breakfast.
And this ties right into our next little thing here. Let me find it here.
What?
Nancy Scribe didn't just say no. Nancy Reagan spearheaded the Just Say No campaign against drugs. Once again, we bring up that little term, scaly old hole.
Uh-huh.
Nancy Reagan, spearhead of the Just Say No campaign against drugs, has chosen a collaborator for her autobiography who once authored a book detailing the joys of smoking marijuana, high culture, marijuana, and the lives of America, in the lives of Americans.
Yeah.
And enough. William Novak, who has also co-authored books with Lee Iacocca and Sidney Biddle Barrows, wrote that getting high is, quote-unquote, an intellectual stimulant. In High Culture, published in 1980, Novak states that he said no to drugs until he was in college, when he couldn't resist the temptation. Quote, I grew increasingly curious about marijuana and found several years of equivocation. I finally tried it in 1969 at the age of 21. I was far too nervous to get high that first time, but I do recall feeling of relief that came knowing that I had finally inevitably lost my marijuana virginity.
What a guy.
I think he made a suppository out of it.
Yeah.
What happened? Commenting further on the effects of grass, Novak wrote, for me, marijuana has been an intellectual stimulant, serving as a useful tool in breaking down certain conceptual boundaries and categories that I now see kept out more light than they let in. Elaine Crispin, the First Lady's press secretary, did not return our calls on the subject of her work with Mr. Novak. It's true. Marijuana is an intellectual stimulant, especially...
Bite the brownie.
The good, like, as Roscoe likes to point out, the good thing is if you watch a lot of TV, it's all new to you. No matter how many times you've seen Andy Griffith, if you're smoking a pot, you forgot him. So
yeah, there's levels, definitely.
There's just so many new things.
It beats tubing drunk, too, because you're not as likely to fall asleep.
Depends. Let's see. Hooker haters have their number. This is right down the block from the Hound's Doghouse here. Angry members of a Lower East Side Block Association have begun a campaign against prostitution that includes taking pictures of their customers, tracking down their names, alerting their bosses, and phoning their wives. The East 11th Street Block Association.
Yeah!
Hardball.
Here's a good quote. Pimps, prostitutes, and Johns have taken over our blocks, as Michael Shapiro, an organizer of the rally.
City government as well.
And crack is their drug of choice. They go together. That's how the prostitutes are paid by their pimps. But the coolest thing, I was going by there on my bicycle the other day, the residents of the street have strung a banner across the street that says, Johns, hookers, pushers, get out. And an effigy of a hooker is hanging there. They literally hung
like
an effigy. If you had anybody who's seen the type of a prostitute that hangs out around 3rd Avenue and 11th Street, it's not a pretty sight.
Yeah, I'll go with the effigy myself.
Yeah, when in doubt.
Yeah, talk about Johnny on the spot.
Mm.
How much is it?
Let's see. In the Sonny Bono department, bono fide mayor tips from Ed the Expert. Two of the nation's best-known mayors got together at City Hall yesterday. This is actually last Wednesday. It didn't take long for the master to teach the novice a lesson in big league politics. The guy doing the teaching, naturally, Ed Koch. Fat little turd. The unwary student was Sonny Bono, newly elected mayor of Palm Springs, former producer of Don and Dewey, by the way, and just all-around genius, and a lot better known for crooning lyrics than balancing budgets. I heard you're a big hip shooter, Bono told Koch, before a crush of photographers.
Yeah, really.
I wanted to meet the biggest hip shooter in the country.
Big shirt lifter is what he is.
Yeah. It's amazing how Ed Koch will pick out entire groups of, like, low-income working people to pick on. You know, like hot dog vendors, bike messengers.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's Ed's town.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to live in New York, Dennis, move out.
Yeah, move out.
Yeah.
We can only hope for that lone madman with a gun.
Mm. Or if only there was a water tower across the street from Gracie Mansion.
We can scale a building or something. Ooh. I'll pay for the ammunition.
Yep.
Oh, Yanks have a job for Pepe. Joe, you could have made
Joe
us proud.
Pepitone, really?
Put a big hand for Joe Pepitone, first Yankee with sideburns.
And really long hair.
For 3 days, the talk around Yankee Stadium has been of a new left-handed hitter joining the team. At precisely 4:15 p.m. yesterday, the new left-handed hitter strolled through the clubhouse door resplendent in black and white, spec sport coat, black tie, black sacks, and a glistening black wig. That's right, folks, Joe Pep.
Yeah.
Somehow this wasn't quite what Lou Piniella had in mind, although at a slimmed-down 215 pounds, Joe Pepitone looked as if he could still take some good hacks with a bat, even though he's now 47 years old.
Especially if it's on a state cop.
After serving the first 3 months of a 6-month sentence at Rikers Island for possession of an illegal substance. You know, this guy, who was the guy who ripped off, like, Ivan Boesky? They sent him to Club Fed, where he gets a golf course and a word processor in his room, and poor Joe Pepitone's got to sweat it out in Rikers Island all summer.
Yeah.
That's really gross. Joe Pep, he lost 35 pounds by going on a diabetic diet in jail, even though he's not diabetic. He's just a little homage to Billy Miller there. Only thing, I haven't had any sleep. As part of the program, I come here in the morning and stay through the games at night, then I have to report back to the Rikers Island by 2 a.m. I've only had 3 hours of sleep in these past 3 nights, and I'm used to getting at least 4. Joe, if any listener out there has a copy of the book You Could Have Made Us Proud, Joe, the autobiography of Joe Pepitone, call 201-266-7900.
We'll and get you something nice.
You can get a dog-style cassette or a date with Dennis.
Yeah, we might even give it back.
Yeah, we'll Xerox the whole thing. She battles Tiffany in Brawl Over Rock Show DJ. A bitter model actress named Carol Bregoli feels her love has been stolen by 16-year-old singing sensation Tiffany. In the middle is Hollywood Hamilton, the hot young host of a rock show on Kiss Radio in Los Angeles and a new CBS Saturday Morning Kids show. Carla, who also runs a beauty parlor in Huntington, Long Island, says Hamilton and she made a video together 3 years ago and have been dating ever since. He was with Rock Radio Z100 and recently moved to L.A. after receiving an offer he couldn't refuse.
Come on, baby, let's make a video.
I still love him and he still loves me, but the stories keep cropping up about him and Tiffany. He's a good talker, but we're now living in separate coasts. That's what keeps us separated. I'm flying out next week to see what's going on. She's so young. She's cute. I'm 25. She's 17. 17 and a half is still jail bait, buddy.
Yeah.
But Hamilton and Tiffany are paired on a rock show that plays in high schools in California. In it, they urge young people to avoid drugs and booze.
Yeah, and statutory rape.
Oh, boy. What else is in the little news file?
Save it for another segment.
Yeah, we can go back into some more music, or we can read one more news story. Oh, this is pertaining to East Orange, where we are right now. Town law, get permit to leave. An ordinance requiring citizens to get police permission before moving in or out of East Orange is unconstitutional, the American Civil Liberties Union said yesterday, and boy, that makes me feel better.
Leave your guns with the marshal.
We've been like crawling out of town every week, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the ACLU is defending Lena Palmer, who quit East Orange last May without a permit. Under the law, a mover must file his intention with the police chief and pay $2. Violators face a $500 fine and 90 days in jail for an infraction.
It's an old law, like really old.
Yeah. I think
it's a frontier town.
I think it's a type of... Yeah, I think they wanted to keep a tab on people who lived in East Orange. East Orange being a basically black community, I think at the time they wanted to just keep tabs on black people. And they still want to, I guess. You know,
let her go, God lover.
Yeah. I think you think Dukakis has totally blew the election?
No.
I think by not having Jackson on the ticket, I think he'd give nobody... He doesn't give anybody a choice. You know, you get one dink or another.
Yeah.
Either Bush or that, or the Democratic version of Bush. So... Anyway, it'll be a bloody battle.
I'm voting for Henry Gibson. No, Pat Paulson.
I think the Bob Mitchum write-in campaign.
Robert Mitchum write-in campaign?
I don't know.
Who can you lose to?
Vote for Scotty Moore's guitar, because it'll look really nice on, you know, in that desk, on that chair, you know, nice and thick and polished.
Mm.
Big fat Gibson.
I say we just get rid of the office of president.
And do what? Like have fiefdoms?
Yeah, you know, feudalism.
Yeah,
feudal. It's kind of going to resort to that anyway. It's sort of become... I mean, New York is really like a feudal town. You got your big... robber barons and your little peasants and nothing
your
in between.
Down on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Mm.
And all you got in between is your career criminals. Anyway, as a little tribute to Andy, our tallest ever road manager, and his best... Yeah, he's taller
Back
than you,
up.
Denois. I'd
you
bet
with
money
that nice
on
hat
it.
On?
But we've been coming out in a big old Cadillac. I mean, that makes me feel good. It puts me in a much better mood. So as a little tribute to Andy, New York's favorite barkeep, the Cadillac set, WFMU East Orange, with the Knight Riders. I said, the Knight Riders.
Well, the women in Cadillac go hand in hand.
This is a hit!
Tell me what I'm gonna do. Well, I'm a looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. She said she loved me, said she always would. But she left me for a cat named Robin Hood. He had a dark green suit with a feather in his hat. He wasn't nothing but a real cool cat. Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. Misery. I really need her and I want her back. But if I had my choice, I'd take the Cadillac. Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. Oh, bring my Cadillac back. Oh, baby, bring my Cadillac back.
This is a hit! Now when I die, don't bury me deep. Find me any way you can. Pour a bill of whiskey at my head and feet. I wanna tell you, man, I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Now when I glide down the avenue, people will stop and stare. Well, that goes real cool cat, they'll say, and I'll be laying there. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Now I never had the dough to keep on the blow. My insurance is paid. Well, there's one thing I want to know. When I die, I'll have it made. Now I won't cash in a rainbow hue. Photographers are all about. Well, from Hollywood to the avenue, I'm gonna take my last trip out. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. This is a hit.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? A long, tall man with a red coat on. Trifling bit, are you doing me wrong? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Ooh. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who's been a playing around with you? A real cool cat with eyes of blue. Good for nothing, baby, why can't you be true? Who's been a-playing around with you? Oh, who's been a-playing around with you? Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Cavalry. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Calvary. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, you've been loving since I've been gone.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's him. This is WFMU, East Orange, broadcasting from Uppsala College and Car Wash. We do Chicken Right. That was Bob Lumen with 15-year-old James Burton with a red Cadillac and a black mustache.
Yep.
Peppermint Harris with Cadillac Funeral. Baker Knight, Bring My Cadillac Back. Jerry McCain, Courtin in a Cadillac. The Jesters with Cadillac Man. Open up with the Knight Riders, Women in Cadillacs. No Breaks. This is an entire set out to our road manager, Andy, and his big old Cadillac.
And Big Bob at the 2A.
More than enough leg room for the hound. Oh, Den yeah. Looked a little cramped in the back.
Yeah, Den had to stick his foot out the window.
Yes. We have some announcements to make. Renouncements. Gary Lucas, our little guitar playing buddy, will be over at the Knitting Factory tonight. He always has really good pot on him. So 5'1" worth of Iggy Pop at the Ritz Wednesday. That'll be a new music seminar nightmare of a crowd. But, you know, the Liars at Big Kahuna on Tuesday. Big Kahuna is sort of an odd place. It's like a yuppie bar.
And yeah, one of those yuppie surf bars. I never figured that out.
If you're looking to get picked up by 35-year-old women with day jobs, you know, whom you'll know will be gone by 9 in the morning, that's the place to go, folks. Peter Holsapple at CBGB Monday.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yeah. Johnny Cash at the Ritz, August 26th. That's Domino at the Ritz, the 1st through the 5th of August. Tonight at Tramps, the Headless Horsemen, our little pals from the Mojo Guitar Shop, along with the Soul Assassins, who are the entire staff of High Times Magazine. Tonight is kind of a bongo drive and pot smoking bonanza if you want to like make the rounds as a pot grub.
Yeah.
The world famous Blue Jays will be at Teddy's Bar and Grill in Williamsburg. That's at 96 Berry Street. It's really close to the LL train.
They're playing for free?
They are playing for... No, they're getting paid, but it's free to get in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Howie Pyro, he of Big Orange Amps, will be showing a lot of good sleazy movies over at Chameleon, which is on 7th Street between Avenues A and B. Tuesday night, I don't know what time. Call Howie.
Yeah.
Howie, you call here and tell me, maybe. That's it for announcements. We have... In lieu of not, Don Cornelius is really hanging on to his job there over at Soul Train, so I've sort of come up with another option, is I want to be sort of an emotional consultant, you know, so Dear Hound. So we've got a couple of Dear Hound letters here.
Yeah, this is as fresh as this morning's headlines. Mom's surprise, sex kitten has whip. Dear Hound, when I was in my daughter's room recently, I found a box hidden on the top shelf of her closet. Inside was a vibrator, handcuffs, and a leather bullwhip. There was also a picture of her and a friend, parentheses, a girl, end parentheses, done up in weird outfits with leather tassels. I haven't talked to my daughter yet because I'm not sure what to say. Please help. The girl is only 16. She was too young to know.
You want the return address on that?
I would like the return address, yes.
Yeah, you got to check Dear Meg's Rolodex, well, unfortunately.
To truly answer this question, I need a copy of the photo. But just off the top of my head, I would...
So to speak.
I can get her a job at Femme Films. You know, they're the girls who make the feminist porn films that don't have
women exploiting each other the way it should be.
No, what they don't have, am I allowed to say
cum
shot on the radio?
Conclusion.
They don't have cum shots. Are we allowed to say that on the radio? No?
Oh, we are now.
Forget that, folks. Just send her to me and I'll talk to her for you.
Yeah, I think I know what to say.
Quickie, next one.
Yeah, part two. Dear Hound, my boyfriend, letter number two begins.
I actually have an answer for that last letter.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Here we go.
Okay, part two. Dear Hound, my boyfriend is heavily into drinking and drugs. As a result, his sex drive has diminished. This bothers him, and it's quite frustrating for me also. If he reduced his drinking or drug use, or both, would things return to normal? Is there any alternative? Or is quitting the only solution? How can I help him to do this? Depressed by druggie.
Okay, here you go. This is serious, because I know from this stuff. First off, you can't really take any amphetamine. That's the only drug you should really avoid.
Yeah, you
avoid amphetamine.
Up on those, man.
Avoid the cocaine. The drinking shouldn't really hurt. What you need if you're going to drink, zinc. Okay, zinc. The best source of zinc, if you sheltered zinc tablets, 50 milligrams, or raw oysters are very high in zinc. If about halfway through his drinking spree, get him a dozen raw oysters and make him eat those.
Yeah, you also, New Orleans, man.
Right. You also might want to get him some lecithin, which works very well in the body, and ginseng. You can buy in any Korean deli. Feed him some ginseng twice a day. You don't eat that with any protein on an empty stomach, ginseng. And his Peter will... you can do chin-ups off it, babe. I'm telling you. I've been bumping into things for weeks.
You got that marine item?
Yeah, we got... A little more news.
See, I think the solution for Linda's daughter, only 16, is to join the Marines.
Yeah. Right, because the we're really into this peacetime, keeping up with the peacetime.
The peacetime army. It needs supervision.
Let me find
peacetime army incoming.
Yeah, if they're not lobbing short rounds on each other in Maui, they're doing this.
Marine jailed, Paris Island, South Carolina. Paris Island is the Marine. That's where they go for basic training.
Yeah.
Sergeant Cheryl Jameson, age 27, a drill instructor from Napa, California, was sentenced yesterday to a year in prison for having lesbian relations with two other Marines. A year in jail for munching the carpet.
Yeah, well, khaki
that's very
carpet
rough.
Munching, you know, jarheads, Jones, and...
So what do they do with a woman whose crime is lesbianism? They put her in jail with a bunch of other women.
Yeah, well...
Let the crime suit the punishment.
There you go. There you go.
That's not a crime.
It lends new meaning to the term top sergeant, that's for sure.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
This is WKCR.
She's got the carpet munching cluster, you know. A little
no,
campaign
this
ribbon
is
there.
WFMU, sorry. Machine whoosh, too noisy for Palm Beach. Residents of Palm Beach, Florida, a community that once tried to ban men from jogging topless, needn't worry anymore about having their tranquil evenings disturbed by those whooshing sounds of tennis ball serving machines. Well, I love that laugh, Bruce. You know, it's like
I can't help
Frank,
myself.
It's like as if Frank Gorshin appeared here.
Yeah.
The city council gave final approval Tuesday to an ordinance restricting the use of electric servers. Officials had considered an outright ban. The council received several complaints from people who found the noise obnoxious and a nuisance.
Dang.
City attorney John Randolph said, We don't anticipate that this is a great problem in the town or that it will have to be used very often. The ordinance limits the use of machines to the same weekday hours set aside for heavy construction. The maximum fine is $250. Palm Beach was lampooned by Gary Trudeau in Doonesbury for a law requiring workers to carry ID cards. The law was declared unconstitutional. The topless jogging ordinance was also struck down. Now, if you've ever spent any time in Palm Beach, they have things like the Palm Beach Club, which is so exclusive they won't let in Ted Kennedy because he might bring a Negro with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really like wasp pig heaven. I mean, you can get arrested there for being Italian. It's happened to me. What else we got here? Wood chipper mistrial? Was this something you wanted me to read? A holdout juror's flight from deliberations forced the judge in New London, Connecticut. I broke down twice in New London, Connecticut. Yesterday to declare a mistrial in the case of an airline pilot, Richard Crafts, accused of slaying his wife and trying to hide the crime by destroying her body with a chainsaw and wood chips. The mistrial was declared at 9:13 p.m.
Wood chipper.
Fed her to the wood chipper.
Yep.
Ooh. It's kind of like the beginning of that movie Prime Cut, where they throw the guy in the hot dog machine and send the hot dogs to Lee Marvin, who proceeds to liberate Sissy Spacek from white slavery and make her walk around half naked. Good movie, folks. You could rent it on video. Prime Cut. Very hard-boiled 70s. Not exactly a noir, but a...
Noir?
Noir. One more news story. This is a... They're having a little trouble about the Olympic boxing team, and this is the first time in like eight years that the Olympics will actually be fighting against the Russians and the Cubans, so we can see how good our boxers are. But the assistant coach Tom Coulter, there's a big bahoo-haw because they want to fire him because he's charged with failing a urine test and for urinating on the streets of Moscow on a two-week tour of the Soviet Union with the U.S. boxing team last March. Quote, we have a very unfortunate scenario. A coach who allegedly urinated in public, and he's our number one man.
Yeah, why do you think they call him the number one man?
That's the straw.
I'd like to know what the number two man did.
Need you ask?
That reminds me of a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah. This little kid's in class, and he raises his hand. Teacher, I got to take a pee. She's like, don't say pee, Johnny. Say number one. I was like, oh, okay. Next thing, a couple of days later, he's in school. Teacher, I got to take a poop. He's like, Johnny, don't say poop. Say number two. I go, oh, okay. So about a week later, he's in class. He raises his hand. Teacher, give me a number. I got to fart. Yeah, I know.
I don't get it.
There's so much for humor.
I got an agreeable snort out of me.
Yeah. Back to the music, folks.
Good idea.
They're going to send this one out to everybody with a goatee. This next set coming up.
Man.
Hope you dig flutes, you tall fan.
Need a blade to cut the fog to find the sea. Like the chicks are like a drum. Broken down bass and a nutty flute. Hello, baby. You're awful cute. Mama's place. Mama's kind of big and kind of rotund. Like the fellas all dig her 'cause she's a barrel. Barrel of fun. When she walks by, floors they quiver. Not only that, it shivers my liver. Mama's face, yeah. Like you gotta dig flutes to join the club. Say Joe sent me and they slide back the door. Well, I gotta go now, 'cause I'm late for school. Be back in no time. Shoot some poop. Mama's place. Yeah, Mama's place.
How'd you like J.I. to lay a little history on you? Now, you heard that square bitch he was putting down about Christopher Columbus, our founder. Now, I ask you, is this a bring down? Columbus. Why, man, he was the hippest. Now, one swinging day when Chris was sitting at the beach goofing, he dug that the world was round. And with his crazy idea stashed in his lid, he swung over to the royal pad to cut up a few touches with a cool chick, Queen Isabella, who was a swinger.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig at all. Well, man, well, I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy, and my life's a wreck. But that stuff doesn't faze me, I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals, I never ever shave. And that's the way I wanna be when someone digs my grave.
Put a beat in the White House.
I belong to the B generation, yeah. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky feet, yeah.
I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5, Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind like that. I belong to the B generation. And everything's going just fine.
Oh, oh man, fortune jazzer.
I belong to the B generation.
Yeah.
I don't let anything trouble my mind. Hey,
let's listen to the coffee house.
I belong to the B generation.
Now we've made this thing long enough.
Took a long look at him and said, Kristen, what is this jazz you're putting down about our planet being round? She said, everybody hipped it, it's square. The only thing square about this world are the cats what live in it. He said, now look, I'm in your pad for one swinging reason. He says, I know I can make it east by swinging west. Now I want to take some nonstop studs to go in a deep pool of water with me and maybe come up with the new world bit. It sounds straight. Why, everybody swing.
Come out with a brand new step. Yeah, I've got it down pat before they're even hit. Well, sir, I've been here and there, but I tell you, this place is the most. It's got that little something that makes it the toast. I guess it's the girls.
Indian kiddies over there. I just sit down and smoke a little pipe with them. And who knows, baby, maybe run off with the deed to a groovy piece of real estate. She said, crazy, man, but like this is a sick bit you wear. And if you find out that the world is square. This is why it's easy, baby. We just tool off the deep end and dig a little infinity.
Boom. So dig, 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 you crazy guys. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you crazy guys. D-I-G means glance. D-I-G means peep. D-I-G means watch. D-I-G means peek. D-I-G means to be alert. So dig, 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 dig till it hurts. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 till it hurts. D-I-G means gaze, D-I-G means ogle, D-I-G means observe, D-I-G means goggle, D-I-G means to look at that, so dig, 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 you solid cats. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you solid cats. D-I-G means sharp. D-I-G means knowledge. D-I-G means brains. D-I-G D-I-G means college. D-I-G means you know the score. So dig, 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 and dig some more. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig some more. D-I-G means clear. D-I-G means understand. D-I-G means catch. D-I-G means comprehend. D-I-G means that you are hip. So dig, dig, dig those cool lips. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig those cool lips. D-I-G means poise. D-I-G means smoothie. D-I-G means smart. D-I-G means groovy. D-I-G means you know the trick. So dig, dig, dig those nervous chicks. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig those nervous chicks. So dig, 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 dig away.
Dig me hard, baby. He says, I know you're hung with the affairs of the court, Jazz. He says, but I need scoffing for this trip. Baby, and that takes breath. And in the bread department, I am nowhere. Man like you, a real bring down. See, you pump me up with a crazy story, then expect me to spring for the gold. She says, you just cooled the whole bit. She said, you know the kingdom is next to Tapsville. And if I ever lay this story out of my old man, why, he'd flip out. You know how square bird he is.
Hello, baby. It sure is good to see you. Yeah, I remember you. You know me. You know I'm old Snaggy. You know who's Snaggy. Everybody knows Snaggy. What's been happening? Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. Yeah. You know, I sure am glad to see you. You know what? I got that card you sent me. That pretty card. The one with the blue chip stamp on it. I got them cufflinks, too. Yeah, I got the ring. And did you get that box of candy? That was good candy. It was good candy, yeah. Mm-hmm, it was good. Say, you going to the dance with me? What you say? You say you ain't going to go to the dance with me. What you mean you ain't going to go to the dance with me? I even got my suit clean. My only suit clean. And I got the tickets in it. Yeah, what you say? You say you're going to go to the dance? Nah, it's out. Come on, let's take a toast. I'm gonna take a toast to your ride. We're gonna take a drink of this big tall glass of Guggalo. Guggalo, that's good stuff. I paid 20 cents a bottle for this stuff. Really? Yeah, ain't it good? You know what? I got me a new car now. I got me a 1917 Oldsmobile. And it really rolls. Yeah. I see no Mayweather there, too. You know Mayweather. Well, let's forget all that, baby. How about coming over here and sitting next to me? Come on, sit next to me. Give me a kiss, baby. Come on, hold my hand, baby. Hold my hand. Hey, baby. Shut up, shut up. You're about to run me crazy with all this giggling. You're about to just be quiet. Move on with me. I don't want to hear no more. I'm through with you, baby. I quit right now. You just don't do nothing but giggle. Now go back where you come from. I don't want you no more. Go back where you come from. I'm leaving here. I'm leaving myself. You don't have to go nowhere. I'm the one going to
watch. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. It's the hound. You know, some people, they just got away with words. We just heard from a few of them. That was the Marathons and they're talking trash. Nervous, Norvis, and Dig. Jake Blue with the coolest. Bob McFadden, who's actually Rod McEwen under a fake name with a little beatnik pismotology there, Beat Generation. We opened it with Bing Day and Mama's Place.
Yeah, that goes out to all you half-baked bohemians with the goatees and the work shirts.
Yeah. This is WFMU East Orange, The Smell, The Darkness. We had a guy tell us that one of his Marine buddies got 6 months in the slammer.
Hard labor.
Hard labor and a dishonorable discharge for having sex in a garbage dumpster in the Marine Corps.
This was the hetero kind. It wasn't safe because it was in a dumpster, but it was hetero.
Yeah. Anyway, it's about that time of year when the New Music Seminar hits New York. A bigger collection of geeks. You
nabobs.
I mean, if you went to like the lamest Shriners convention, you'd probably come up with a more fun-loving bunch of people. But they're going to be all over town. They're going to be everywhere you go.
In your face.
So,
in your bar.
You know, don't fight it, feel it. I have here. I've compiled a list of tips how to make friends at the New Music Seminar. And I guess
listen up, y'all.
Yeah. Here's a few things you can say to people who would you like to make friends with these type of folks. You can say, I like your badges. Why is your top button buttoned? Are you Camper Van Beethoven? Have you been signed yet? Have you heard the CD version? Here's a good one. This always impresses the chicks. I'm the new Lou Reed.
I'm the new Robin Hitchcock.
Or there's always going to be one person in every crowd that you can go up to and say, I bet they'd shoot you for wearing that back home. Then there's the perennial, this Roscoe should memorize this one. Oh, that's your girlfriend? Sorry. Should you want to be picking up girls, I would recommend, would you like to meet Guns N' Roses? But then there's the simple sideburns, they're coming back. Where you can tell people we're moving towards a more metal sound. Then there's the simple, where's the fun? Or what's your sign? Then again, can you get me some heroin? Always seems to go over good.
Yeah, it sort of cuts the ice at those hospitality suites.
And you know what that is on the line there, folks?
Ah, he's arrived. As if on cue.
Live Meister himself.
Yep. Roscoe. Hello? Something's got to be right here. The
he's
phone
still
is
blinking,
an A.
He's not on. Patience, Roscoe.
Hello. Nope. I guess
you have the right line on?
Yeah, that was the right line. But,
you don't have to punch it?
Not anymore.
Dumped him, huh?
He must have cut himself off.
So to speak.
So here we are sitting here feeling like fools with the vibes playing.
Uh-huh.
So much for that. Maybe he'll call
Why
back.
Why don't we sit here like fools with something else playing?
Oh, I know what happened. Yeah, we can do this. We can always break into what we have to do for the Vibe Report.
It's true.
What do you do for the New Music Seminar? Are you staying in the house the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. What happens is, you know, there's always like one or two bands you want to see out of the whole gaggle of like lame acts that show up for this thing. You got
Hello.
CBs. You got it.
Roscoe, we cut you off before. Sorry about that. Wait, I took the vibes off because I thought you were mad and weren't going to call back. There they go.
Roscoe.
So what it is there, Roscoe?
Yo, man. We're here in San Francisco. Chilling out at an expensive hotel with room service sushi.
Room service sushi?
Yeah. Fresh fish to your door.
Why don't you send it back, have them cook it.
Is that what you had for breakfast?
Sushi. I'm eating it till it comes out my ears. It's sort of coming out already. Are you there?
Well, we're here.
Oh, yeah.
The Hound, Il Bruce, Denois.
Roscoe, I borrowed your hat for the occasion. The This Bud's For Me hat.
I can't hear what he's saying.
I'll tell him.
He said that he's wearing your This Bud's For Me hat.
Oh, no, that's a good-looking hat.
It looks great on Dan.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good that you mentioned that hat because we are here in San Francisco, and today we're going up north into...
Humboldt County?
Yeah, what used to be wine country and now is... the country of our origin of our whole...
Well, watch out because the DEA has been spraying pot pant lance up there with paraquat. It was in the Times today.
They've been using paraquat up here?
Yep.
Oh, man.
On domestic pot fields.
Wow. That's terrible.
So I think what you have to do is get a test subject, somebody you don't like, to take the first hit. Remember that roadie you guys used to have, the bullet? That's what he would have been good for.
Yeah, bullet.
Anyway, we got a vibe today?
Yeah, I got a vibe.
Okay.
Well, I figured, you know...
Vibe me, bro.
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, it's been a while since we did a real bartender salute, and we all know how, like, the bartenders are the lifeline of the whole deal. That
the inevitable link between liquor and your mouth.
There you go. And then I was thinking about that, and, you know, the general salute to bartenders everywhere is always, you know, you could always use one of those, but then I was thinking... You know, there's a lot of Hound fans out there in the tri-state area that would want to buy the Hound a drink. And I just wondered where you had been hanging lately. You might tell the folks, you know, so they could...
Well, I think I'm going to go see the Headless Horseman tonight so somebody can go to Tramps and buy me a drink. I'll probably go see the Liars on Tuesday. You can buy me a drink there, or Iggy on Wednesday.
Where's the eggplant?
At the Ritz.
Oh, yeah?
For the New Mucus Seminar.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that time again, Ross.
Yeah, you're getting off easy being out of town there.
I'm really glad. Hey, did you guys happen to catch me in the top 10 on CNN Showbiz today, yesterday?
Yeah.
Dennis saw you and Jack Boy saw you on CNN reading off top 10 reading the top 10.
Yeah, top 10 reading the top 10.
You didn't even tell anybody his name was top 10.
Yeah, it was a cosmic moment, I guess.
Hey, Roscoe, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You gotta stick your face in the mic and don't scream. Talk like a human being.
What, top 10 actually said the last thing on mic, but then they cut the audio and you were saying something. I could see you talking, but they didn't.
What was that secret
message?
What did
you say?
The secret message?
Do you remember?
After
top 10,
that was a couple days
yes,
ago.
I don't think so.
Big amps, perhaps?
Roscoe, I don't know if it's the air, the tour, the water, but you sound great.
Somehow, I
radiant.
Feel rejuvenated by this entire thing.
If you can just do the 6 weeks.
I can't do the 6 weeks. I don't know. Not right for Jerry? Not right for Jerry? I don't know.
Please, you'd really be getting me off the hook.
Okay, all right, you daffy bastard. I'd do the 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you going to come up to Seattle?
I got to count my cash. I'll let you know by tomorrow.
I'm going to roll some quarters.
Yeah.
So, aloha till then.
Aloha.
Big amps, Roscoe. Big amps.
Vibe on, bro.
Okay. Burn one.
Fingers and steel.
Bye-bye.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. This is my favorite part.
Mine too.
Ah. So much for the Lionel Hampton Orchestra.
Did you go and try and see Mojo last year during the seminar?
I don't remember.
Because that's really what this thing is all about, is getting closed out of your home clubs, you know, because there's a bunch of people with pins on.
Oh, yeah. I generally, you know what I do? My plan this year is to force myself to go out like 2 or 3 times in the very first week so I'll know better and I'll stay in for the rest of the time. Especially
yeah.
It's hot out. Blast the AC, watch the Yankees.
Yeah, and as soon as this is over, then they have that college radio thing, man. That's even
Well, that has nothing. That has nothing to do with FMU. We're college radio, but we're sort of below the call of duty, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a couple of things I'd like to announce. We've got Gary Lucas over at the Knitting Factory tonight. Iggy at the Ritz Wednesday. The Liars at Big Kahuna on Tuesday. Sun Rhythm Section next Saturday at the Lone Star Cafe. Peter Holsapple, honorary boy brother, Monday at CBGB's. Johnny Cash at the Ritz, August 26th. The Soul Assassins, which is the staff of High Times Magazine, lead singer Flick Ford, madman on stage.
Yeah.
Not since
the little miscreant himself.
Yeah, not since the Ig in his prime have you seen such a demented front man.
Such an art director.
With the Headless Horsemen, who have nice guitars.
Always.
Always good guitars, good amps.
Big amps.
Anyway, we haven't vommed in a while, speaking of big amps. So, a little vomage.
Science.
With Dillion.
Yeah. Well, now dig this.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Yeah. when, oh, come the night.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Amanda Jones, I said, oh. girl, don't you realize the money invested in you? Hey girl, you just got to find the one who really put your family through. I'm a man of gold, I'm a man with gold.
You know, the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, with everybody's favorite minstrel troupe, the Rolling Stones, and Miss Amanda Jones. We heard Brian Wilson, that's the B-side of his new single. It's not
the
on the
Jimmy
album.
Jimmy Pearsall of rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen.
He couldn't get his poor old body to move, co-written by Dr. Gene Landy, who's also the executive producer of that little disc. I like that better than anything on the album, actually.
I like that Rio Grande song.
That's good, too. The Jeff Lynne cuts are the worst parts of it. The other parts are at least
listen to it in mono.
The Beach Boys from Smile with Getting Hungry, Il Bruce's choice, because Andy went out for food and didn't come back yet.
Yeah, Andy, BLTCB, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they got to wash the Cadillac.
Oh, no. Del Shannon with Move It On Over. Del nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame this year.
Uh-huh.
Best of luck. The Birds with Artificial Energy, sending on out to the makers of Dexedrine. He opened up with Bob Dylan from his Speed Freak days, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, live at Royal Albert Hall's house. The smell, the darkness of WFMU. The requests pouring in for the Dog Style cassette. We've discontinued our Dog Style offer.
Because you people couldn't follow instructions.
Unless I
man.
Personally told you it's okay. But we are going to be giving a Dog Style away. What we're going to do is we're going to play you a bunch of records. There's about five of them here. Five records, right? You tell me what these records have in common other than the fact that they are all made by people of color. That is not an acceptable answer. They all have something in common. You tell me what that thing is, and you win Dog Style Volume 2, the 1988 version. Call 201-266-7900, or not if you're from the South. And, I don't know, we got anything else going on here?
Nah.
You got anything with the thing that we're supposed to announce?
This offer is void where prohibited by law.
This offer is void where prohibited by whatever.
The law.
The law. We will not send it to the Marine Corps. I'm not going to do hard labor for that. But let's kick it off. See if you can figure out what these discs have in common. You win the Dog Style cassette. 201-266-7900. Kick it in there.
Thank you.
gentlemen, as everybody knows, Harlem, whenever any new musical trend has evinced itself in the popular field, whether it's the Charleston or the Black Bottom or any of the rhythm songs, the first area to find out about it in advance is Harlem. A couple of weeks ago, I went up in Harlem. I'd seen these shots in the newsreels about thousands of people jamming the streets around Frank Schiffman's Apollo Theater, all trying to get in to see Dr. Jive's Roll Rhythm and Rhythm and Roll, Rhythm and Color, Rhythm and Blues.
So save your quarters.
Say we'll part. said Mickey.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Science.
I like science.
Me too.
This is the hound.
The blue.
East Orange. All right, we already have a wiener. Congratulations, Aaron Kearns wins the dog style cassette. What those records had in common, I'll tell you what they were first. That was Marvin Gaye and the Marquise with Hey Little Schoolgirl, Mickey and Sylvia with Dearest, the Bo Diddley Orchestra with Hey Bo Diddley, recorded live in Myrtle Beach, Billy Stewart, Baby, You're My Only True Love, and then we open up with Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley with an excerpt from Bo's Beat. And what those records have in common were Bo Diddley either played on them or produced them. Right. The man with cans like two canned hams on the frets.
Yeah, I can't
producer,
play those.
Producer, talent scout.
I can't
writer.
Play those Fenders because my hand goes around them two times.
Yeah, he really goes for the baseball bat necks on his guitar. He's got a guitar
right.
With all these compressors and weird stuff built in. And his
the
name,
Space Negro Switch?
His name on LED lights, but the eye is broken.
Too bad he kind of sucks these days. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think I always put the cutoff point with Bo Diddley when he started wearing a cowboy hat. He went right downhill.
Well, doesn't he still wear that weird sort of Run DMC hat with a badge on the front?
Once in a while, but usually he wears a cowboy hat, like a 10-gallon...
Isn't he a sheriff, actually, or an honorary sheriff?
And a gunslinger, too. He's a sheriff in New Mexico.
Bo Diddley's a wife beater.
Yeah, New Mexico, right.
Yep, they say all men were created equal, but you haven't seen Bo Diddley in the shower.
Uh-huh.
things to denounce.
Big hello to Bobby and the gang at the drinking mall on 2A there. Everybody waiting for the snack bar to open down 2nd Street.
Yep.
Bathroom's got no locks.
What do we got? Peter Holsapple at CBGB Monday, the Sun Rhythm Section next Saturday at the Lone Star. The Liars, that's Big Kahuna on Tuesday. Iggy at the Ritz on Wednesday. Gary Lucas tonight at the Knitting Factory. World Famous Blue Jays at Teddy's Bar and Grill in Williamsburg of Brooklyno tonight. The Headless Horsemen and
the Headless Sea Monkeys.
Soul Assassins at Tramps on Saturday. We got
come to the show, buy us drinks, and rub us.
You asked me to borrow something, and then, oh, there it is. Okay. This is what we were going to tell you about before. Incredibly Strange Films on Video series. This is Tuesday, July 19th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The place is air-conditioned. Beers are a buck.
Every Tuesday.
And Howie Pyro of The Freaks will be showing sick films. The Violent Years, Marijuana, The Mask.
Put the mask on
The Mask.
Now.
The most mind-numbing bad acid trip ever to disgrace the silver screen. The Violent Years, which is an Ed Wood Jr. girl gang classic of sorts. And, what else is there to do on a Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock?
It's happy hour,
folks.
If you treat Howie right, if you tell him he looks like a guy in Hawkwind, he might show some of those Shonen Knife videos.
What are they?
A sort of cross between the Buzzcocks and Pink Lady. Pretty amazing.
I can't even, that just went right over my head. I can't even imagine that.
Remember without
Pink,
Jeff.
Pink Lady and Jeff?
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, well, never mind. Lisa Janio's favorite band, and I think that says it all.
Yep. Anyway, let's do the battle of the blues hangovers. We're gonna.
Yeah.
Okay. First, we're gonna
do the blues hanger race war.
The blues hanger race war. First, we're gonna play the black blues hangover. Then we're gonna play the white blues hangover because we're doubly hungover today, folks. Two vitamin B and Valium last night, some Advil today. I'm not too bad, but. You guys look terrible.
Yeah. Don't feel so good.
No offense.
Anyway, where's my hair, man?
We'll kick it off with the Howlin' Wolf.
Thank you.
Johnson's a Jew. Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Standing at the head of your class, and the kids don't like it, trying to make you feel bad. Go on, baby, don't be nobody. I see you in the morning on your way to school.
class chick. What a sophisticated ruse. But you lose all your class by the time you get juice. And you wonder, I said, baby, you wonder. You wonder why I have to pack up my trunk. I love you sober, baby, but I can't stand you when you're drunk.
Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chick.
I want to hold you, little girl. Never, never let you go. I want to hold you, little girl. Never let you go. I want to hold your little hand to make you understand. I want to kiss you, little girl, to make you know I love you so. I want to kiss you, little girl, to make you know I love you so. Don't make me cry. You're gonna
cry, saying you don't want me no more.
Back in the States.
Yep. It's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange. First part of our blues hangover there. That was Ashton Savoy with I Wants You. That's how it's spelled on the label. Joe Hill Lewis, the fairly primitive fourth and Beale Boogie. Jimmy Witherspoon and Earl Hooker with You Ain't Got You. You Can't Do a Thing When You're Drunk. This album cracks me up.
It's a great title for an album.
It's Quine gave me this record. Thanks, Quine.
It's out there somewhere.
There it is. It's like Jimmy. It's some of these like super session blues albums. Most of them really suck, but this one's pretty decent. And it's Jimmy Witherspoon. It's called Huh. And it's got a picture.
That's a H-U-N-H exclamation point for those of you scoring at home.
It's got these pictures of Jimmy Witherspoon in like a raggy old t-shirt with his gut hanging out, just holding his head like he's got a hangover.
Charles Brown with a dynamite process.
Yeah, and then you got Charles Brown on piano, Earl Hooker, Red Holloway, all these cool guys, and they're all wearing the greatest, you know, velour and type outfits and processes and stuff, and smiling. Good record. Look for it. What else do we hear? Jimmy Reed, Go On to School. We opened up with Howlin' Wolf and I'll Be Around. Anyway, you clowns got anything you want to say?
Yeah, Andy, where the hell is my BLT, man?
Andy, where the hell is a BLT? What are you, slaughtering a pig?
BLTCB, pal.
Well, if you're still listening, you haven't got the BLT. Forget the sandwich at this point.
Bring it on back to me. We're going into our second part of the blues hangover, which is the white blues hangover. And people seem to think like Eric Clapton or the Stones or Elvis or somebody are the first white guys playing blues. Actually, white guys were playing blues about 5 minutes after they found out what key the black guys were playing in.
Yep.
You know, like literally. So we're going to go back a little ways. Dan, you have a dedication here, huh?
Yeah, actually, the queen of New Orleans,
the pride of Eunice, Louisiana.
The queen of New Orleans apparently just flew into town like minutes ago, and she might actually be listening to this. So,
God, I hope so.
Hey, and Kelly. She's a blues hangover kind of girl. Uh-huh. So,
she lives in a funeral home.
Why don't you just tell the name and dedicate it?
Kelly Keller, this is for you, babe.
Yep.
Welcome to New York.
This bud's for you, mama.
Please drive safely.
Jimmy Carlin, ooze up to me. Why don't you?
Run here, daddy. Run here, quick. Bring me two baseballs. Ooze if you can't. Ooze up to me, little hey. Ooze up to me, little hey. Papa get young and mama, she's getting old. When I first met you, sir, you long and tall. Used up to me and I made it for kids. Used up to me, little hey. Used up to me, little hey. Papa get young and mama, she's getting old. Oh, excuse me, mama, don't get mad. Gonna give you something that you never had. Can't you hand it up to me, little hey. Hand it up to me, little hey. Papa get young and mama, she's getting old. Add it up to me now, baby. Papa get young and mom, she's getting old. Where's the wedding blue? The ice cream flew. And I ain't seen sweet mama in a day or two. Can't you hand it up to me, little hey? Hand it up to me, little hey. Papa get young and mom, she's getting old. Papa get young and mom, she's getting old. Where the light is flashed, sweet mama, she rolls. Them who's in the window got your dinner roll. Gonna slip it up to you, hey, hey. Hand it up, tell me, little hey, hey. Papa get young and mom, she's getting old. Yes, now, baby, I know we will. Mama get young and papa, she's getting old. Casey had a daughter, she's deep and dumb. The hairs on her head is just the big of your thumb. Skin of close eyes was as tight as a drum. Every time you hear it, when a bum, 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 came to hand it up, tell me, little hey, hey. Hand it up, tell me, little hey, hey. Papa getting young and mom, she's getting old.
Is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out. She snarled back at him, you haven't got the nerve. He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
And lace on a Rolls Royce car. Now she seems quite out of place, like a fallen star. Draped around my kitchen sink, happy as can be. I just have to stop and think why she fell for me. I'm not much to look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got a woman crazy for me, she's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. She doesn't holler and she'd live in a tent. I've got a woman crazy for me, she's funny that way. Though she loves to wake and slave for me every day, she'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got a woman crazy for me, she's funny that way.
I wanted any horn blowers.
Well, no, but...
No, sir, but...
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right, let's start again. Isn't this pitiful? Isn't this pitiful? Hold it, hold it, hold it!
Hold it!
Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Iggerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up. And while you're at it...
Mama, come along, why don't you swing that thing? Lordy, lordy, oh my lord, do that nasty swing. I know you can, cause I'm a nasty man. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double spring. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing. Deodorant. Car, she bought me a diamond ring. She showed me how to do that thing they call a nasty swing. She's my pal, my little nasty gal. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything.
I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send the Kansas City...
There is evil in ye, children, gather round. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather round. You go out and drink that gin, you so easy to give in. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather around. There is evil in ye, children, gather around, gather around. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather around. I know all of your emotions, you must quit those foolish notions. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather around. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather around. There is evil in ye, children, gather around. You go out with good intentions, what you do won't do to mention. Lord, there's evil in ye, children, gather around. Yes, sir. gather round the throne. Somebody hold Sister Kate. Lord, there's evil in ye children, gather round. There is evil in you children, gather around. You go out about half past nine, nothing good is on your mind. Lord, there's evil in you children, gather around, gather around. There is evil in you children, gather around. There is evil in you children, gather around. When you want your sins all drowned, come to see old Parson Brown. Lord, there's evil in you children, gather around, old Parson. There is evil in you children, gather around. There is evil in you children, gather around. When you feel love's temptation, come to me and get salvation. Lord, there's evil in you children, gather around.
I saw two little monkeys playing up in a tree. I saw two little monkeys playing up and down in a tree. One said to the other, come on, let's make hoopy. Listen here, pretty mama, I know when you're hanging round. I know, pretty mama, when you are hanging round. I don't see no fire, but I'm burning down. De-o-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de- There's something about you women always makes me sore. There's something about you women that always makes me sore. 'Cause I can't look for you, you always wantin' more. Let me be your side sight till your main line come.
I will.
Let me be your side sight till your main line come. 'Cause I can do more switching than your main line's ever done. De-o-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de- When you see a spider climbing up a wall, when you see a spider climbing up a lonesome wall, you can tell the world he's gonna get his ashes hauled. Oh-de-day, 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 oh-de-day.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's the hound.
Meanwhile, back in the pantry.
Back in the pantry, yeah. We got a little birds of the word. An amazing amount of food has arrived at the last minute. Maybe we'll have everybody describe what they're eating, but let's tell the folks. That was the white section of our blues hangover, the front of the bus. Jimmy Rogers would Let Me Be Your Sidetrack.
The singing brakeman.
The singing brakeman. Governor Jimmy Davis of Louisiana. There is evil in ye children, gather round. When you want your sins all drowned, come and see old Reverend Hound. Cliff Carlisle with that nasty swing. Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers. She's funny that way. We opened up with Jimmy Tartlin, Ooze Up to Me. Some guys have a way with a metaphor, huh? Anyway, okay, left to right. Lauren, what do you got? What do you got eating? What are you eating?
If you look into your radio, you can see the onions. There's some onions, chicken salad, tomatoes, roll. But the chicken salad tastes like chop.
It's a bomber is what it is.
It tastes suspiciously like a joint compound, you know.
Joint compound? Il Bruce, what do you got there? You got a BLT hero?
I got a bunch of oil and vinegar on my legs is what I got.
Ooh.
And he was hunched over, too.
I like that.
I have more chicken salad.
What is Denois stuffing into his face there?
The same. We did a 3-round.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a chicken salad bomber today.
Chicken salad bombers, folks.
Right.
This is WFMU East Orange, where we obviously have very little to say. So we're going
to
go back.
Plenty to eat, though.
Yeah.
Plenty to eat and little to say. We're going to kick right back into it with Mr. Hank Ballard and his Midnight Orders.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
That's great.
Give me the playback on that.
I like to see my baby rolling down the avenue. I like to see my baby rolling down the avenue. It makes me feel so good, woman. Oh, she's so fine too.
Yeah.
she kisses me and says everything all right. Yes, yes, my dear, rolling down the avenue. It makes me feel so good, cause I know she's so fine too. E-I-O. I kiss her in the morning, again at noon and night. Then she kisses me and says everything all right. Yes, yes, my baby.
Say, man, dig them spinners.
Yeah, you know I need me some of them caps.
Well, dig this action.
Hey! What you boys doing?
Howdy, Mr. Officer. How you is?
I'm all right. What you boys doing?
We putting these spinners back on this car.
Well, this reminds me of a day I won't forget when I was caught in the act. A man said, hey, boy, where you going? I'm bringing your hubcaps back. He said, look here, boy, I don't you know that ain't the right thing to do. I'm gonna go over here and pick up the phone and call the cops on you. So I begged and I pleaded and I asked him if he would let me go this time. He said, okay, boy, but I just remember that stealing them hubcaps is a crime.
You sure is nice. Bye-bye.
Feeling kind of shaky and saw something that looked very neat. It was a sports car with spinners parked along the field, and the driver was fast asleep. So I eased along the side and I put off a hood, and was to my surprise, the policeman jumped out and said, I caught you, buddy, without any alibi.
Totally blew it. Yeah. Things were going smooth through the whole show. Now we're told lies.
By request,
we finally got it right. That was Billy Ledbetter with us, stealing hubcaps from the LP. Teenage Riot, a concept album to end them all. Hank Ballard and Little Willie John, I'd Like to See My Baby. We open up with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and James Brown with a remake of Love, 24 Hours a Day. This is the Hound. It's time for me to relieve myself from the smell and the darkness.
If anybody wants to, like, we're out of here very shortly. If anybody wants to call in with a partial on the Yankee game, that would be most appreciated.
Partial on the Yankee game would be appreciated for Il Bruce there. I'd like to thank Denois.
Yeah. In the corner.
Il Bruce.
Here.
Lauren.
Yeah.
And the big guy, Andy the barkeep,
Andy
his Cadillac. Thanks a lot, everybody. Until next week, the smell, the darkness, the pismotology of it all. Laurie S. is up next.
For Cayman 2.
There's a poor but cat named Gonga Joe. Got a
crazy Pat down in Borneo. From his little black feet to his fuzzy duck tail, he's a gone cool cat with a jungle quail.